What's up, guys? This is Teriyaki. Happy Teriyaki Tuesday. I know that it's been a while since the last episode, but I have been super busy because I was trying to move out of Japan, and it was just a lot of like preparations and stuff, and I couldn't really make an episode, but here I am today. And this is actually my third day in Canada, Ottawa here. It's been super busy. I can't believe like I got so much stuff done on the first day. I was just like so awake, and I had to get some stuff, and I had to get a few stuff done, and so I did. And I feel like I'm finally settling in somewhat, except how sketchy and hideous my room looks. When I walked in, my room kind of looked like a prison cell, and I've been trying to find a way to make it look prettier and cozier and more comfortable, but we'll see how it goes. But how are you guys? How are you guys doing? I hope everyone is doing well. And today, I'm actually going to talk about what's been happening the past 3 days, as this is my third day. So on the first day, I was traveling, and I had 2 suitcases, 1 backpack, and 1 like shoulder bag. And I was carrying them by myself, and it was about 60 kilograms in total. That was really heavy, but I made it to the airport. I'm flying, and I'm just gonna skip the part that was where I was flying. But when I arrived in Vancouver, I went through the custom, and they told me, they gave me this piece of paper for COVID testing. And right now, Canada is doing random COVID testing for travelers. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll have to take the test. And then after that, I went through immigration, and I could finally leave the gate. And they have 2 gates at the Vancouver International Airport. It says A and B. And if you go to A, that's when you get COVID testing. And I noticed that some people were not receiving the COVID testing paper. So I'm assuming whoever has a COVID testing paper, they're immediately instructed to go to the gate A. But if you don't have the paper, I think the people at the exit will tell you to go to B. And so if you do receive a COVID instruction paper, COVID testing instruction paper, try to hide it, maybe, if you don't want to get tested. Or at least that's what I would have done if I knew. But I didn't know. And I did take the test when I was exiting, but the test wasn't carried out properly, so I had to order like a replacement kit from here. Which took me a while because it was just kind of complicated to process online, so I had to call them, but I didn't have my Canadian phone number until yesterday, and I got that done. And the things I did on the first day was just like going to the bank and making a bank account, going to the embassy to try to convert my license, and a lot of shopping. I went to the downtown 2 days ago, and I also went to the downtown yesterday. And I think the busing system here is quite interesting. Like, it's so confusing, and I'm sure it's not that hard once I get used to it, but I got lost like twice, and I took the wrong bus yesterday, and I went to the opposite direction, and I couldn't go to the place that I wanted to go. And that's fine. It's kind of to be expected when you're living abroad by yourself. And it's just, I don't know, when I think about it, it's like so many new things happening at the same time. Like, I've never really had this kind of experience, and like living in Canada itself isn't that new to me because I've already done that before, but like living in a college dorm by myself and moving abroad kind of, and being away from my parents, like actually being away from home, going to college. It's just, I don't know how to say, but it's just a lot of new things happening at the same time, and I don't know how I'm gonna be able to do it, but we'll see. I'm kind of all over the place today because it's just, there's so many things happening and I can't even keep up with it. And so please bear with me today, but that's just the rough brief explanation of what's been happening. And I met quite a few people here actually, but I haven't really met too many people. I went on dates already, which turned out quite interesting. So the second day, I matched with someone from my school online, and I didn't know what to do. Like, we were just talking, and he kind of like offered to take me somewhere. Sounds sketchy. I had to go to Walmart or somewhere else to get my bed sheets because I didn't have a bed sheets on the first night. And so when I arrived, it only had a bare mattress, and I had a blanket and a pillow, neck pillow, with myself. So I slept with it, and it was really cold because the AC doesn't turn off. But anyways, I needed to get my bed sheets. And that day I was in the downtown hoping to get some bed sheets, but I couldn't find any. And I went to this like a discount shop called Winners, but even at the Winners, they didn't have the bed sheet, which I thought was insane because Winners usually have everything I need. So I had to leave the downtown, and my phone was at like 7%. I had already walked about 20,000 steps. I was exhausted, and I was going to take the bus home, but the bus wasn't coming. I was waiting at the right stop, but the bus wasn't coming. So I thought, okay, I might have to take an Uber. And taking an Uber isn't even that cheap. I thought it would be cheaper, but it's not cheap, and I'd rather not spend money on Uber when I can just get free transportation for buses and trains. But my phone was almost dying, and I took the Uber, went home, and I don't know what it was. I kind of forgot what we were talking about, but he was like, do you need something? And I was like, I need to go to Walmart. And he's just like, do you need to drive? I'm like, yes, please. So he arrives on campus. I'm like, this is my first time getting on a stranger's car. I probably shouldn't do this because I'm sure it's very dangerous. But I say hi, and we're like, I'm in the car, we're driving. And he sounds very nice. And I mean, kind of, I don't know how to explain, but it was kind of interesting because he sounded like one of those, like he talked like a valley girl. Let's just say that. I don't hate the vibe, but it was just funny because I wouldn't really like see a lot of guys talking like a valley girl. But we arrive at the Walmart, and I'm like trying to get my stuff, and I don't really see the stuff that I want to get. But the thing is, I had to get my bed sheet, otherwise I would be sleeping on a gross bed mattress. And so I did get the bed sheet, and I got a few other things, and that was a lot of help, honestly, because I was also going to take an Uber to go to Walmart, but I did get a free ride, so thank you. And it was just like a quick shopping thing that I wanted, that I had to do, and so it wasn't like exactly like a date, but he did say that he wanted to go out on a proper day, and I was like, sweet, we'll see. The thing is, I don't really know what to expect here. Like, I'm just trying to see what kind of people are out there and sort of figure out what's okay with me and what's not okay with me. And so that's the first day. nothing crazy. And I went on another date with someone else yesterday, and that was that was just so interesting. I don't even know what to say, but let me get started. So again, I matched with him online. We've been talking for about a few days, and you know, I just got here, and he's like, "Do you want to go out?" I'm like, "Sure." Like, I don't really have anything going on. The texting looks pretty, you know, good. Nothing weird. So I decide to meet him. And he was like, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, I don't know, because I got here like 48 hours ago. I don't know what's here. And I'm not even going to like Google to see what's there, because I'm sure if you're local, you should know better than I do. So I was like, "Well, I don't know, so like, can you decide? Like, if you've lived here your entire life, you must know like what's good and whatnot." And so I just kind of like lived up to him, and he came to pick me up on campus, and he was like, "You really shouldn't get on a stranger's car." I'm like, I kind of don't give a fuck anymore. Like, it's really not that important to me. And it could have been very dangerous, and like, I'm aware of the risk, but can we just skip that part, like, of why I decided to go? He's like a decent looking person. Like, I wouldn't say anything. He has a very like Nadekata-san. Well, that's what I would call him. But anyways, I get on the car, we introduce ourselves, we're talking, and he's like, he seems lost. He's like, "So, like, do you have anywhere you want to go?" And I'm like, "I wish I did, to make this a lot easier, but I'm sorry that I don't have any places in mind. Like, the only places I know here is the downtown and here, my campus. But I haven't even like had a proper tour on campus, and it's just, I don't know where to go. Because I can barely get on the bus." So I was like, "Okay, if there's any place that you know, we'll just go there." He took me to this park. It had like a fall, like waterfall, and we were walking, but it was really dark because it didn't have any lights on the street. And so we were just like walking in the park, and we find a bench. We're just sitting there chatting. And it was interesting because the first guy that I hang out with, like, he was like very bright, outspoken. He was just quite like nice person, right? And a second person was just like, talks very slowly, kind of like, it's like a very slow vibe. And, he didn't seem like the happiest person. I'm sorry. And so it was nice talking for a while, because I don't really know a lot of people here. But also, I did think it was just kind of weird that he didn't know where to go, and sort of asked me where to go, because like, obviously I don't know. And he also, that's just about it. We didn't talk about anything too specific. It was just like general like introduction of hi, like, how are you, I'm this type of person, what kind of person are you, type of thing. One thing I thought was really weird about those two people, or I don't know if it's Canadian people in general, or maybe it's the city thing because it's kind of big, they don't seem to know where they're going when they're driving. And the only reason I say this is because when they were taking me to a place, they were all using a map app, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it just throws me off a little bit, because I think they've spent a lot of time here already, and they still don't know where they're going. Like, how is that impossible? And so it's just, yeah, like, there's so many new things, and I keep saying this, but I'm overwhelmed, guys. This is not what I'm used to, and I do like, I really like the city living, and it's really fun. But yeah. Anyways, this is kind of, this feels weird because it's been a while since I podcasted by myself, and I'm sorry this episode is sloppy, but it's just like a quick update of what's been happening, and I will follow up with more episodes while I'm here because I would love to keep podcasting and I want to keep you guys updated. So if you have any questions, please let me know and I will answer. So currently I'm in Ottawa, Ontario as a university student. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I'm sorry that it was kind of like all over the place. But my Instagram is at Teriyaki English. My Twitter is at Teriyaki English as well. And my TikTok is at Teriyaki English. So go follow me, subscribe my podcast, listen to it many times, leave a comment if you'd like, and just ask me whatever you want. And I'll see you guys soon.